can you just briefly say your name, the instrument that you play, and where you come from?
My name is Gert. I play the five-string violin and I come from Estonia.
My name is Raphael. I play guitar, harmonica, and sing, and I'm from the US.
My name is Dr. Sachin Rohila, and I come from India. I'm a singer and a violinist.
Where were you for the small concert today?
We were at Papillon Blanc, which is a residential center for people with learning disabilities.
I think it was around 20 people, 25 maybe. And the ages were really varying. I think it was from like 15 or 20, something like this, until 30, 40.
Yeah, I think, yeah, there were some people in their 40, maybe 40, around 50, and then, yeah, some and young adults.
So can you tell us what tunes you played, and how did you arrange these for a small concert format?
So we just sat together and, you know, we took a couple of tunes from our, existing, ethno setup. And we have explored some other tunes. And fortunately, I got a chance to play two Indian tunes. And this is one was based on an Indian raga and another was a composition which I brought to Ethnophonic. And after that, we done one Estonian, two songs from, USA, and we are pretty good. I mean, Ireland, one Irish tune, one Scottish tune. I think we're pretty good with the tunes.
One part that I really that I thought was cool was some of the people in the audience were saying that they wanted to sing something with us, and we didn't really have a sing along kind of song in the set, and so what we did is we played Sachin's raga, during which I only had to play a C, as one does. And so while doing that, I was able to think of a song that we could do. And we did You Are My Sunshine after, yeah. So that was nice.
And we actually also played for dancing dance. In the end, we had a Scottish tune and people got up and danced around the place. That was a happy moment.
And can't especially make them, sing and dance on one of the Estonian song, Kapala.
Yeah.
Kapala. So she was really good, and she was interacting with people and talking, making them dance. Super good.
How was it to play in a small group of three after playing in an orchestra of 18 to 20 for the last few days? How was that experience for you?
It was quite quiet. Compared to the big group, I mean, we also had quite acoustic instruments, no percussions, no bass. We had two violins, vocals and guitar. So we started our set with super mellow and soft tone. And in the end, we went bigger and bigger. So, I mean, I guess it was just exploring the possibilities of a smaller group. So, sound wise, it was much more into like listening what am I playing so much, not what's the whole big group orchestra playing or stuff like that.
Okay. Were there moments where you felt like, wow, this really works, this could work in a smaller format?
Okay, so I come from a background where, we go solo. I mean, we perform solo a lot. So, but yeah, I mean, after, because I have already attended Ethno and I know the structure and everything. So, playing with the whole orchestra and then going in a smaller group, it's again, a different kind of experience, because I perform, when I perform in India, I go with, two people and three people and just stuff like that. So I think it was a perfect, mixture of tunes and people and, music. So it was pretty nice.
I think that we took special care, I think, to choose the tunes that we felt could work with this arrangement. I mean, sort of what Sachin was saying, this, guitar and a couple of fiddles, that's like kind of in my, yeah, that's it, that, that's a pretty, it's a time-tested formula, and one that I certainly feel very comfortable with. And it was fun, especially we got to work a little bit more in depth on some vocal harmonies and getting some of those really tight, and that's, three-part harmony is, it's hard, it's for me, coming out of my tradition, that's where the money is. So it went great.
Super. Finally, can you describe this small concert experience in one, two, or three words?
It was fun, it was warm, and it was rewarding, I would say.
Yeah, a new and yeah, I'm, rewarding is such a good word for it. I was going to say a new challenge, and yeah, and rewarding. Yeah, definitely.
Emotions, so many. I would say laugh and love and peace. BLP Radio.